Coach, Nate, Randy, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to bounce something off you. Mm-hmm. You know how I'm teaching that appreciation of history class?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So one of the things I wanted to touch on was Alexandre Dumas and the Three Musketeers. I thought it might be relevant, based on what's happening today, to show in contrast some of the politics that happened back in that time period. And while I was doing my research, I found an interesting story about Alexandre Dumas. I mean, many people know that he's of Haitian descent. He's technically, he's the first well-known black novelist. The Three Musketeers, Count of Monte Cristo, Count of Monte Cristo was a completely different book. That was written in the 30s as part of a marketing campaign.
A one Crisco.
So what I found out was that Dumas was eating dinner with a friend of his when one of Napoleon's soldiers made fun of him, started to make fun of his boots and his cloak. So Dumas, like any good Frenchman, challenged the soldier to a duel. So they set a time, they set a place, they set weapons. In this case, I believe it was blades. And the morning of the duel, it had snowed the night before. So it is bitterly cold. There's snow on the ground. I'm setting the scene for you. The soldier asked Dumas to take off his jacket, his vest, and his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
And Dumas, being the gentleman, agreed and took off his jacket, vest, and shirt. Well, the problem was he had to take off his suspenders.
Uh-oh.
In order to take the shirt off. And halfway through the duel, his pants fell down.
Whoa, you're teaching this to kids?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, this happened in a quarry, so there were quarrymen on the sidelines laughing at Dumas. Dumas already in a duel. He's not going to challenge all the quarrymen to a duel. And frankly, your pants fall down in the middle of a duel, you roll with it. So he pulled his pants up. He used the suspenders to tie his pants up. I don't know why he wouldn't just put them on like suspenders, but he tied his pants up with the suspenders and continued the duel. He did win. He lunged forward and nicked the soldier with his blade. The soldier tripped on roots and called a draw. He gave the win to Dumas. Dumas' honor was restored, even though his pants fell down halfway through the duel.
Mm.
Now, I was thinking, I know how I'd want to present this to the class, but I'm not sure exactly how it would go down or what the emotion is. I know the step-by-step facts. I was hoping that the three of you could help fill in the rest of that. And I was wondering if you could show me what that duel looked like.
I think we can do that.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Let's see.
Oh, there's Marie. Hey, Marie.
Hi. I just...
Do you want
to
watch?
Yeah, I just got here. I'd love to see what you guys are all up to.
Okay. Yeah. The scene's called Take Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Are you sure that this is appropriate for school?
Well,
it's Alexandre Dumas. It's perfectly appropriate. Oh, it's quite informative. Oh.
Let me just close the teacher's lounge
door. Oh, thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Randy. The pesky thing's always popping open.
Oh, hang on. I'm just going to turn off the PA system here.
Good call.
Yep.
All right. Okay. There we go.
Okay. Should I stop the live stream?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So tell me about this Dumas guy.
We're going to show you.
Oh, great. Even better. Yeah.
We're just going to.
Hey, this is. I'm eating food and it's really good. Ham, ham, ham. It's French toast and French fries. French taters.
So, Alexander, how's work going?
Good. Wrote a book.
I was surprised when you called because we haven't talked in a while, and I thought you were ghosting me.
No, I was ghostwriting for someone else.
Oh, I see. Ghostwriting. Yeah. That's cool. Ghostwriters in the sky. That's really neat. Hey, tell me a little bit about this new novel you're working on, the Seven Equestrians?
Yes, Seven Equestrians.
That is what it is. Okay. Oh.
And it's about seahorses. And how the daddies always give birth to the babies. And they have septuplets of them. Yeah, have a french fry. This is good. Here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, tasty. Oh, wow. Man, they have the best french fries out here. It's incredible.
They do. You got some spittle on my finger. So it's about the seahorses and what they do. And the twist is one of the seahorses has been dead the whole time. Yep.
There's a twist?
Yes.
So you're telling me when I start reading the book and you've kind of created this world that I understand, midway through, you're going to change, like, my perceptions?
It's the fifth from last page.
Oh, so, like, basically at the end, you're going to change my whole perception of what I conceived to be true in this world?
And seahorses, since seahorses, men can't conceive, so you would be the seahorse in this scenario.
Wow. Inconceivable.
Oh, hey fellas, I couldn't help but over here. I was just over here eating my French toast.
Did you hear the spoiler to my book?
I did. Thanks. Next time, if you could just say spoiler alert. I was looking forward to reading your book, and now it's not going to happen.
You best be buying that book if you already know the story. I got to make wage here.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'd buy your book if you didn't look so stupid in that jacket. Those stupid boots, man.
Excuse me, sir. You impugn my honor.
Don't even get us started on that cloak.
Yeah, I think he was the one impugning you.
Hey guys, we're trying to have a nice little dinner here. Do you mind just taking a couple steps back? And we're enjoying our French fries and talking about seahorses. Could you guys just, you know, chill?
Chill out.
Yeah, like it's super cold outside. I won't chill in here until we're all chilling outside in this stormy cold weather. Man.
Yeah, because it snowed last night.
Yeah, and it's bitterly cold.
Yeah, and I take affront to your boots, man.
Well, the snowstorm came in on the front, so let's take this out front.
That's what I'm saying.
I think we should take it down to the quarry. I don't know about y'all.
Oh. Wait, what? Is the quarry's open? I thought it was like a snowy day.
I thought they closed at 5.
Aren't there quarrymen there? Oh, perfect. Yeah, to the quarry.
All right.
Oh, to the quarry.
Hey, Jeff. I heard there's going to be a duel or something down here today.
A duel?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
There's going to be a duel here. Oh, my goodness. It's almost 5 o'clock.
Oh, it's closing time. Let's grab our lunchboxes. Hey, do you have any leftover french fries, Jeff?
No, I don't have any leftover french fries. I eat them all.
Oh, but, you're a...
Yeah, I got a little hard, crusty gray thing. You can have that.
Oh, thank you. You're mighty kind. I was fresh out of hard, crusty gray things, so
I'm a real friend.
Excuse me, gentlemen! We need to use this quarry. Can you please vacate the premises?
Hell no. What are you using it for?
Well, it's 5 o'clock. Your duties are over.
You said duty.
Nah, you said duties.
But if there's...
You said
duty, first of all. Second of all, if there's something eventful going on, we're obviously going to sit here and watch and eat our great crusty things.
Well, I got to duel this guy.
Oh, perfect.
We're dueling.
Me and Alexander Duma are going to duel.
It's going to be a duel, dude. We got to stay and watch this.
Dueling
yeah,
Duma.
I mean, my wife and kids can wait for their dinner. They'll be fine.
I have some leftover French toast if you want it. Yeah, you take it.
Thank you, kind
now
sir.
Now is not the time for eating.
He's taking that to his family.
I am still very, very upset about your boots. And also I take a lot of upsetness about your jacket and your vest and also your shirt and suspenders, Alex.
I can't help but just to chime in here and just say that those are all kind of weird things to be upset
about.
Well,
have you seen him? Look at him.
Oh, this fellow over
here? Yeah, this guy.
Oh, yes. Oh, hell yeah, you're right.
Thank
you're totally right. He looks like an idiot.
The only way I can move forward in this duel is if you remove your jacket, vest, and shirt, sir.
Oh, damn, it's one of those shows.
Again today, come on.
Yeah. It's very, very cold out here, but please.
Jeff, can you hold my coat? It was my mother's.
Yeah, sure thing, buddy.
Thank you.
Sorry. I got confused. My name's Hefe. This is Jeff. I'll give him the jacket.
Thank you. Hefe, can you hold my shirt? It was my pants that I had to repurpose into a shirt.
Yes, of course.
Thank you. Oh, crap. I can't get my suspenders up. Oh. It's drafty in here.
Popcorn! Get your popcorn here! Come see the duel!
Wait, there's popcorn too? Oh, yes. Sir?
Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs here!
Okay.
You want a hot dog? You want some popcorn?
Yeah. There's a man taking all his clothes off. I need everything I can get.
I'm speechless.
I get really hungry when I see a man taking his clothes off. It's just a condition I've always had.
Here, have this foot-long hot dog.
Thank you. That'll do the trick.
It's got a that nice like big a fun too
in this scenario.
Hey, Alex. I'm not affronted by your suspenders. You can leave those on your shoulders if you'd like.
Oh, I'm sure you'd like that. I'm gonna tie them instead.
Okay, you do you, man. You do you. Also, Alex, we never actually decided what our choice of weapon was. I've got this blade here. Did that work for you? You got a blade?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I guess we'll use that.
Okay, a blade.
Man, I was kind of hoping to see a trebuchet fight myself.
Well,
yeah, but ideally.
Peanut Gallery, tone it down.
I don't have a trebuchet. I'm all right.
Peanuts.
Tributary, I'm sorry. All right. It is a Duma blade duel to the death.
Mono. Other mono.
Yeah. C.
And.
Ungar. Right?
Rigar.
Rigar. Oh, sir. Your undergarments are exposed.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to need another foot long.
Alexander, I don't know if I can go on. Your skivvies are being seen by me and all of these quarrymen.
You're trying to distract me.
I think you are trying to distract me, sir.
Boy, look, it is cold out here, isn't it?
Oh. Son of a dingus, I guess I am trying to distract you. All right, sorry, hang on.
I've been utterly distracted, and you've... Oh, God.
Right. Yep, I got... I just wanted you to hold it while I pulled up my pants, but sorry. Got some blood there.
Yeah, it was just a nick. I'm certainly not going to trip you in a mere moment.
Good.
I'm not like trying to foresee the future here or anything, because we're both going to definitely stay upright during this duel.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Well, I'm going to pull my pants and...
Oh, no. It's like I'm a fortune teller.
Wow, that is something else, Jeff. What do you make of this?
God!
Oh, whoa! Oh, huge comeback!
Do you call a draw and succumb to the might of the Duma?
Duma, you have done me in with your blade of Dumasness.
That's what she said.
Guys, how does a bastard orphan, son of a whore and a Haitian, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in a quarry by Providence, impoverished in squalor, grow up to be a hero and an author?
An author.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Dumas.
Thank you. That was exactly what I needed in order to properly teach this course. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Might I, headmaster, chiming in from the health and wellness aspect of this, you may not want to hang out around the time where he lost his pants too much. We don't need all of the high school girls getting all worked up about a man losing his pants.
About a hot dog.
Let's posit this differently. Instead of a man losing his pants, think of an individual overcoming a wardrobe malfunction and
Janet Jackson
still winning the day.
Thank you, headmaster. You know what? You are always so very good at finding the positive inside of a situation. Thank you so much. I feel better about this already. I give you my blessing.
My job is to find today's moral. So thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad we could help you.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service.
Coach! Molly! Marie.
Hi.
How's your day going? Good?
Oh, it's going.
Yeah, that reminds me. I was reading a story about Caesar. Julius Caesar. And I was wondering whether or not I should present it to my class. I didn't know this, but Caesar was kidnapped when he was 25 years old.
25?
He was adult napped.
That was adult napped.
That's adult nap. That is touche, Carla Rose.
He was kidnapped by Sicilian pirates, right? And he was held for ransom. And the pirates wanted to charge a 20 silver ransom. And Caesar was livid that someone would have the audacity to ransom him for only 20 silver. So he demanded that the pirates ask for 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the pirates are like, sure? And he's like, fine, let me send my men to get you the silver, and then let me go. And while this whole thing happened, he treated the pirates like his subordinates. He talked down to them, he gave him commands. Eventually, his men came and freed Caesar. Paid the 50, right? So at this point, Caesar's a private citizen. Livid, completely angry, as a private citizen, he raises a fleet of ships and hunts down the pirates, catches them, and gets his silver back.
The 50.
The 50 silver. And brings his captors to what he considered justice. He had them all executed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I was thinking to myself, how would this look if it really happened? And how could I present this to my history class?
Mm.
How would this have played out?
Yeah.
And that's what I was wondering is if I could ask you, Marie, Molly, and Steve, could you show me what this looked like? The kidnapping, the negotiation, the release, the raising a fleet, and bringing the pirates to justice.
Yeah, Bob, I would be more than happy to make sure that we all have a full, thorough understanding of how this event went down.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's one thing to just see it in a textbook, is another thing to kind of experience it firsthand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So Caesar, buddy. Nice beer you've got there. It looks real tasty. This beer. Yeah, let me just have a taste of yours real quick. Like,
take my beer?
I just wanted to taste it real quick, make sure I didn't put anything in it. It's all good. You're not gonna fall asleep here for like a few minutes or anything. Five, four, three, two. Yeah. All right.
Hey. What's going on here?
I got Caesar, man. I got him.
What?
I got him. We can take him back to the ship.
Oh my god.
Ours. We can just take him back and then do it. Whoa! Okay, good. Okay, hurry. You get this arm. I'll get this arm.
Okay. Yeah, I got that arm.
All right. Now we're going to go up the ship, the archway plank thing here.
I'm so glad it's conveniently located right outside the bar. This was really good planning on our part.
We parked it really, really well. Okay, careful. He's going to wake up soon. But listen, this guy's worth a ton of money.
How much?
Like,
what are you saying? Like 20?
Let's just start with 10. You know, 10?
You got a bar.
We got to work. Okay. This guy thinks he's he's the cool shit, but like, he's just some guy, right?
He's just some public citizen, I think.
Who's some guy?
Oh, huh? Shit.
Who's the guy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, where's my beer?
Caesar.
I had a beer.
You drank the beer. It was a delicious beer, and sometimes beers take you on adventure, Caesar, and here you are.
That's right.
On this ship, ready for your next adventure. You're not a prisoner or anything.
Where's that adventure?
No. You're a public citizen, just you're doing a, what do you know when you call up the guards and you're like, I want to go on a ride along with you to see how you handle the town. That's what this is. It's just a ride along with some Sicilian pirates. We're going to teach you the ropes.
All right, let's ride along. Go faster. Let's go.
Oh shit.
And if you'd like to return to your, city, they're going to have to pay us some money is the thing. We're thinking just quick 10, a tenner. okay, I'm sorry to have insulted you. My buddy here, he thought 20. We'll do 20.
What the fuck? Are you joking me?
Is that too 20? High?
What the fuck are you, pirates? What do you call yourself, pirates? You know how to do your job. Hold on. Hold my beer that you took from me.
Okay.
Let me teach you how to do my job. Let me call my guys.
Your guys? You got guys?
My guys will come give you 50. You not think I have guys?
Wait. Sidebar.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Caesar. Just one second.
Hey,
just
Richie.
One second, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a quick sidebar.
Yeah, Savage.
She has guys. I mean, sorry. Caesar.
Caesar's got
traditionally
guys.
A man has guys.
We're this is a non-binary world here. So yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Guys.
I'm sorry to even bring that up.
It's fine. Sometimes it's confusing. So this Caesar is, he's worth a lot of money, and he's got guys. Okay.
Don't we have guys though? Like, can't our guys kind of?
Oh, we're the guys. No, we.
Oh, it's just us now.
It's you and me.
Oh no. Oh no. That's
yeah.
Not
but
good.
we gotta make Caesar think that there's more guys
true.
Here.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah. Caesar.
Don't
we,
like to wait.
We had our sidebar. We talked to our guys.
We've tons of guys.
So time to call your guys and make sure that they give us the $20 and we'll give you back.
Let me tell you what I'm gonna do.
Tell us.
I'm gonna call my guys. My guys are gonna come. They're gonna give you 50. Because it's an insult to me that I'm only worth 20.
I mean, sure, yeah, that
Should
sounds
great.
Good.
I want you to be quiet right now. I'm talking.
Sorry.
Yes, Caesar. Yes,
sorry.
They're gonna come. They're gonna give you 50. You're gonna be thankful to me because
you know what?
I'm worth gold, but I'll give you 50 in silver. All right.
Sure, yeah.
So what I want you to do is turn this ship around.
Okay, Caesar.
Yes, around and let we're gonna head west. And we're gonna be my men.
Okay, yes, aye, Caesar, we can turn this boat west, and then we will get the money for you.
Feed me lunch!
Yes, Caesar, right now, Caesar.
Wash the deck!
Okay, yes, we're on it. Savage, you're gonna wash the deck.
Oh, yes, yeah. let me do that.
Go in the bird's nest!
Let's cut to Caesar's guys.
Hey, guys!
Hey!
Come on in. No, don't you say hey.
Oh, sorry. We practice this. Let's try it again.
I'll tell you when you can say A.
Yeah.
I will tell you.
When, okay.
I will
you tell us
you.
When to say A.
Okay.
A. Why don't you guys just bow? real quick.
Okay, sure. Yep. Take a deep bow.
You just stay bow.
Yep, bowing.
Right? On the bow. Bow on the bow. Bow. Great.
Bowing on the bow.
Guys, come on in here. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's give these.
Hi, Mr. Caesar.
50. Silver. Shilling. I miss you, too. It's my man. That's my man right there.
Yeah.
It's Antonius. Antonius, give these guys 50, eh?
50? 50 silver for Mr. Caesar?
Yeah, for being my hosts.
May we raise from our bows, Mr. Caesar?
In a minute.
Okay, thank you.
He said in a minute.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Antonius, what was it?
Antonius. You can call me Auntie.
Hey, are you going to that orgy later?
Who isn't?
I just heard there's a big orgy going on. I didn't know if you guys were going.
Who isn't going?
I mean, I don't.
I'll let you know if you can go.
Okay, I'd love to go, though.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
I'll let you know if you can go. Antonius, I'm going to let you handle it from here.
Okay. So, rule number one, don't ask about the orgy again or else you're automatically not going to come. All right?
Okay, sorry.
And I mean that in more ways than one. Now, Mr. Caesar has this money for you that you will take. And you will not ask questions. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Is this a trick question? Is this a trick question?
There is a correct answer. No.
I think it's a question, Rasavage. That was a question you were supposed to ask.
Oh, no! It's a question. I was just trying to clarify.
It's fine. It doesn't look like Antonius is the kind of Caesar friend that would stab us in the back here.
Clearly, you guys are really...
Antonius, did you stab him in the back yet?
I thought we were doing that late. Oh, got one of them. All right, one's down.
No, put the long sword down.
It was figurative. It was figurative.
Oh, thank God. Okay, sorry. I can live.
I'll put a Band-Aid on it. All right.
Richie, are you good, Richie?
I'm good enough. Thanks.
Okay.
You're very melodramatic. All right, so.
You guys
failed the question. You asked the question.
Sorry.
Don't do anything rash here, okay? You never know when we're going to come around.
Probably at the orgy.
I figure we'll probably see you guys there.
Say hi to your mother for me.
You're not invited.
At the orgy? Oh. I sure to God.
You guys aren't coming to the orgy. Just leave it alone.
Oh, what? You know what? Deal,
you're not coming.
Is over. No deal. You know what?
Excuse me?
We just want to go to the orgy, okay?
We just wanted to make it to the orgy. We were just trying to make...
Mr. Please, Caesar. Two tickets to the orgy and the 50 gold. I mean, silver. We'll go. All right.
Antonius, let's blow this pop stand. Blowing this pop stand. Blowing this pop stand and blowing each other at the orgy. Let's go.
Wheels down.
Bye, Caesar.
Bye,
Antonius.
Great to meet you.
Hey.
Big fan.
Shut up.
Antonius.
Yeah.
Let's grab all our ships. Let's round them up. Let's go to the orgy, have ourselves a good night in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's go hunt those MFs down and take back my 50 silver.
We're going to get those MFers. First, the orgy. And then we're going to take care of them.
Later that night at the orgy.
Wait, what hole?
All right, Mr. Caesar.
Yes, Antonius.
I have all of our... I have our fleet of ships parked out front.
Why am I so sticky?
It's the orgy.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Right.
We're going to be in the ship, though, and there's tons of water around.
I need something in my mouth.
Yep.
Not like last night.
Sorry about that. Anyway.
Don't be sorry. Let's go get them.
I am.
Grab the ships.
Yes, Mr. Caesar. We're going to... Santa Maria is ours.
You got Marcus?
Marcus is here.
Platonius?
Yep, he's here.
Savage, Richie. Man, I'm seeing like five boats on the horizon here, and it's just you and me on this one boat, man, and like...
I think that's standard procedure. They're just kind of escorting us out of the bay.
It feels a little bit more aggressive than an escort. We didn't even get into the orgy last night. This is something here.
Do you think this is the orgy police? And they saw us trying to sneak in. They saw us using that glory hole in the back.
Yeah, they probably did, and that's why we never even got in.
Oh no.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There.
Pull over.
Pull over.
Pull the boat over.
What should we do?
We're gonna pull over this wave here.
Okay, here we go.
We're gonna pull over to the breakdown sailing lane.
Yep.
Okay.
Antonius, that's them!
Oh my god.
I know that name.
That's Caesar's buddy, man.
Ha ha! Caesar's buddy, man. And Caesar!
And Caesar! I think he might kill.
To what do we owe this pleasure, great Caesar and Antonius?
Mr. Caesar's here.
Go ahead, Antonius.
Mr. Caesar's here.
Thank you.
Because he's about to F some S up.
Thank you for the introduction.
Okay. Oh my god, that was last night, I thought. I thought that was last night. We weren't invited.
Yeah, didn't Caesar F some some S up last night?
Hey! Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy. No hard feelings, right?
Oh, no. You know what? I wasn't done that beer.
Oh, we got it right here still. Man. Here you go.
Yeah, it's right here.
It's just been sitting in the sun for 2 days.
I don't want some wounded soldier. Nope. Don't want it. I don't want a wounded soldier. What I want is your heads on some stakes. After we take back my money that I gave you, because I was worth more than even that. Antonius, Plutonius, Marcus, get him.
If you want head, we could just do another orgy.
We could just, yeah, we could do that. We could, is this a second?
Enough about the orgy already.
Oh no, they really want our heads. Like,
you're done.
Like our literal heads. Oh, can we at least pray to our various gods real quick?
Let me think about it for a second. Nope.
Oh no. Oh, no.
No.
Well, Richie, it's been a real pleasure working alongside you.
Savage, just you and me on this boat. We've had some times, but I think this is the last time we'll ever have together.
We adult napped the wrong person.
Nah, bah, bah. Too much talky-talky.
Okay. Hey, guys. Why don't you get a room?
Well, we...
Oh, we'd love... That'd be great.
We had a whole boat.
Do you guys have a...
And while you're in that room, just... Do me a favor and take these swords and just plunge them into each of your chests.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yeah.
Yes. Here we go. Of course, yes.
Now!
Ready? One, two,
three!
Three?
Are we doing it on three or on...
Yeah. Oh.
We're doing it on three.
I went for the on three, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if it was on three or like kind of the...
Yeah. It was a really good dodge you had just now. Very good job.
Okay, here we go. So we're doing it on three. I don't want to be like the one alive and you're dead. That would be super embarrassing. So we're doing it on three.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
okay,
yes,
okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go.
So, one.
They dead yet?
Oh, God.
We're boring Caesar.
He's tired. Maybe if he just falls asleep. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
One.
One, two.
Three!
Oh, you finally did something right. Good for you.
All right, Antonius, take them overboard. Let's take their boat. Let's go back to the orgy.
All right, everybody, let's roll out for the orgy.
Look, it's obvious based on that I can't show this to my class. So thank you for showing me the details of this.
Did anyone get an orgy count on that?
Yeah, Randy did.
Oh my god, I am crying.
Coach, Professor Hunt, Professor McGill,
yo,
Professor Stuart Harmon, Professor Green, I am glad you are all here. I need more advice. I came across a great story. It is Maine related. It's about a soldier in the early part of the 20th century.
Wow.
Who became a bank robber out west. So the gentleman's name in question was Elmer J. McCurdy. And Elmer McCurdy was born in Washington, Maine. He died in Oklahoma. So what happened is he was born in Maine. He joined the army. He was honorably discharged from the army. He was assigned in Fort Leavenworth as a machine gun operator.
again, he was honorably discharged from the Quartermaster Corps in 1910. From there, he made his way to Kansas, where he met another army friend. So, shortly after, he went to Kansas in November, November 7th. On November 19th, he and his friend were arrested for possessing burglary paraphernalia. So they had hacksaws, funnels, nitroglycerin, which he used in the army, and money sacks. It looked bad. Even with looking bad, in January at his trial, he was found not guilty. So they released him. And that's when his career as a bank robber actually started.
Wow.
So he robbed some banks. Eventually, in October of 1911, so this was only 10 months after he was found not guilty, he was on a train robbery, or planned to rob the Katy train, after hearing it contained cash. However, McCurdy's men stopped the wrong train. They stopped a passenger train. They didn't stop the money train. So they managed to steal about $50. I think it was $46 in total. A little bit of whiskey, a revolver, a watch. And the newspaper called it one of the smallest robberies in the history of train robbery. And McCurdy was really disappointed. So he began drinking the whiskey that he stole. And by this time, he also was ill with tuberculosis. He developed it working in the mines. He had a mild case of pneumonia. He had trichinosis because earliest 20th century, you get trichinosis from looking at a pig wrong. So he stayed up drinking with some of the ranch hands and fell asleep in the hayloft in the morning. Now, unbeknownst to him, he'd been implicated in the robbery, and there was a $2,000 reward for his capture. So early the next morning, a posse of three sheriffs showed up using bloodhounds, tracked him. They surrounded the hay shed, waited for daylight, and about 7 o'clock, they were standing around waiting for him to come out when somebody fired a gun. So it missed the sheriff, but they're not going to sit there and be fired upon. So they returned fire. Eventually, he was killed. That's not the end of his story, all right? So we're going to move 60-some-odd years later to the $6 million man. So the $6 million man was filming scenes for their episode called Carnival of Spies. So they needed a prop. So during the shoot, prop man brought in a mannequin and hung the mannequin from the gallows. Now, this mannequin was on display. They got it from a carnival that had this mannequin hanging in the funhouse for decades. Well, halfway through filming of the $6 million man, they broke the mannequin and saw his bone sticking out of the broken arm.
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
It was McCurdy.
No.
So.
Macabre. McCurdy is macabre.
So.
McCurdy macabre.
Apparently what happened is McCurdy was hung as he was purchased. He was shown around the West as an outlaw. He was embalmed, and the embalming was so good that it mummified him. So he was purchased as a freak.
Oh my God.
In a freak show. Eventually, people forgot it was a real person. They thought he was fake.
No.
They thought he was a wax dummy. They ended up repainting the wax dummy.
Oh.
And hung him in the funhouse.
So he got hung multiple times.
Multiple times. So now here's the problem. This is a really macabre story, but it's a story with an interesting twist, and I think the kids, my students, are going to love it. But I need to know what would be the better angle to display this. Should I present the early part of his story, or would his discovery during the 1970s show The $6 Million Man be the better angle? And that's where you come in. I was hoping that you could show me which side would be the better way to present it. His early life, or do you think it would work better doing the discovery from the 1970s on?
I have no idea. It's such a bizarre story.
Yeah. Perfect for Halloween, though. Good lesson plan.
Well, Headmaster, I think you'd be remiss if you weren't explaining the entire story of this notorious robber from beginning to end. You know, I think it's your responsibility that they hear both parts of this tragic and horrific tale. And I think that me and your and these wonderful fellow faculty members, we could probably help you bring that to life for them.
That's fantastic. Let's see it. Cut to 1911.
Oh, Elmer, I just don't want you to go to trial. I believe that you're innocent, and as the love of my life, I just don't want you to go to trial.
I don't want to go to trial either, but I'm innocent. And by golly, I'm going to beat this.
Well, honey, I do have a couple of questions about all of those money bags and the nitroglycerin that you have on your person.
My dear, I have excellent answers for all your questions. So hit me with your best shot.
Well, they seem like robbery materials, and I know you, and I know of your innocence, but these things do seem to prove that you are guilty.
I know, right? I mean, but they're not. It all goes back to when I was in the army. That's what I did in the army. I worked with nitroglycerin.
I'd rather not talk about you being discharged, even though it was honorable. I still am ashamed.
Excuse me, Elmer? They're ready for you on the stand.
You must be our marriage therapist. All right, I'm going to go to court.
Yes, I'm your marriage therapist, and I'm just telling you, it's not going to work out, but they're ready for you in the court.
I'm getting that. I was honorably discharged, and that causes her shame. Yeah, sorry. I guess I'll be your husband number two, okay? Have fun with number three. Let's go to court.
Hear ye, hear ye, all rise for the Honorable Judge Jebediah.
Please be seated.
The judge has asked y'all to be seated.
All right, Mr. McCurdy.
That's me.
I have to say, I have read some of the notes about this case, and it really doesn't look good for you.
I know.
This case doesn't look good for him.
Thank you, bailiff.
You're welcome.
Your Honor, I'd like to cross-examine Mr. McCurdy.
McCurdy.
Well, we haven't had the original exam, but if you want to start with a cross-examination, that's fine with me.
Thank you. Yes, I would. Now, Mr. McCurdy, with a U, were you not in the possession of several containers of nitroglycerin? Can I ask that in that question, or do I have to phrase that differently? I think that's okay. Is that acceptable, Judge?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Please answer the question.
Yes.
Okay. Did you also have in your possession several bags of, like, ready for money? Just large bags ready to fill with bills.
They were bags. They had nothing in them.
Interesting. That's all the questions I have, Your Honor.
It's all the questions he has.
Thank you. Thank you, bailiff. You don't have to do that every time, but I appreciate it.
Okay. Here for you, Judge.
And look, I have examined the facts in this case, as I mentioned. You have waived your right to a jury trial, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and make my judgment.
He's got. Oh, sorry, Judge.
Go ahead.
He's going to make his judgment. I appreciate that.
I believe that all this is circumstantial evidence. I find you not guilty. Thank you. Get out of my courthouse.
Oh my God! Did you hear about the smallest train robbery in the world?
Wait, has that already happened in the timeline?
It really wasn't that big a deal. They only got $46.
Where's my watch?
Jump to the passenger train. Oh, my darling, I'm so glad to be going on this passenger train with you. We've been dreaming about this and saving up to go west for so long.
Yes, but aren't you concerned, my darling, about the chances of armed robbery upon this train?
Oh, darling, don't be so silly. This is perfectly safe. If they're going for any train, they'd be going for a money train.
Whiskey! You're my money train.
Whiskey!
Oh, I'll have a whiskey, please.
I've got your whiskey.
Darling, shall we have a whiskey?
I'll have a couple if you sit down with me.
Is that a fresh shaved ice cube?
Yes.
Or is this one of those machine-generated ice cubes?
Oh, dear, don't say that, honey. Oh,
this train's not quite fancy enough to have a
This is a stick-up.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Take the whiskey. Take the whiskey.
Here's my watch. Just take it.
Okay. I have $1.
I'll take that. That's fine.
I have $42.
42?
Yeah.
I've got 4.
Okay.
Four. I have a revolver
that add
in
up
my
correctly
shoe.
To the amount.
Revolver. Are those Doc Martens?
Yes.
I'll take those two.
God damn it!
And the revolver. This is super easy. Thank you.
You look vaguely familiar, I must say.
I used to be in the military, and was never in court. So, guys, in the basket. Basket bag. It's a picnic basket, but it
I don't think
a...
I could fit in there.
Not you!
He doesn't think he could fit there!
I already have your watch. Bailiff? You're here. That's why you know me.
Mr. McCurdy!
No!
It's you! You really did rob that place with all those nitroglycerin and bags.
You know, guys, I feel really bad I'm holding you up. I'm just gonna let you go, and I'm gonna hop off. I have my horse right here. I'm just going to hop off. You guys keep going to your destination. Thank you. Judge, thanks for the watch. Bailiff.
$1.
Bailiff, significant other, enjoy your trip.
Thank you so much. Could you at least give me like a couple bucks back so I can buy another whiskey?
Please.
Whiskey girl, can you give him a whiskey on me?
Oh, on the house, maybe?
Oh, yeah,
on the train?
Yes, absolutely. I think we're all going to need a whiskey. And you know what? Thank you. You know, in the grand scheme of robberies, this went pretty well, I'd say. This did go well.
This is not too bad.
Yeah,
this
did go well. Thank you. You are a kind man, McCurdy.
Here, have some whiskey. Take some of the whiskey with you.
Billy, it was the wrong train. Yep, you done messed up, Billy.
What?
No.
That's the wrong train? What?
Damn it, Billy. I got Doc Martens for you, though.
Yeah,
they're yours.
Let's go. Let's score. That's a score.
Welcome to Dina's Tavern, the finest booze in all the land, served right here, all for the saddest people around.
Ooh, the finest boobs, woo!
I said booze, sir, I said booze.
Higgins, look, there's a $2,000 reward on this man's head. And I think, between the two of us, and maybe we call in... Johnson and Fredrickson and Peterson, and we got ourselves a little posse, and I think we go and we wrangle up ourselves a $2,000 reward. What do you say, Higgins? Oh, sorry, Higginson.
think that's such a good idea. I think it's really great. Is there a hayloft up there?
There is, yeah. Do you want to take a quick snooze and then sleep off the whiskey there, Higginson?
I'm sorry, okay. The hayloft is currently taken because it is actually occupied by somebody who just passed out real hard earlier today. They passed right out in that hayloft, and you know what? They seem to have a bit of a cough. You know, that I'm always worried about the you can hear it all the way from the hayloft. There, that man is a sick man.
Higginson, does that cough sound familiar to you? Remember the cough on the wanted poster?
I remember.
Does that sound familiar?
That sounds a little familiar.
All right, let's go check out that coughing man.
I prefer, actually, officers, I know that it's only 3 a.m., but I really prefer that you wait until daylight at 7 a.m., please.
Is that what we're supposed to do?
Hey, boss, why don't you go to go round up, go surround the place, wait him wake up? He would just go in and take him.
I agree with Bill Bob.
That's a sound plan, Bill Bob.
Yart.
Man, we're going to have to just go up into that hayloft there.
Sorry, ma'am.
All right, well, if it's a matter of the law, I will not stand in between you.
Thank you.
Well, if I just go early in the morning, I think maybe I could bring some sausage. It hasn't been cooked quite enough. Well, I'll eat that on the road.
Okay.
Great.
I hope I don't get trichinosis or anything.
Y'all you eat, you go chew that down, get a bunch of gold squirts.
That's right, Bill Bob. Don't look at a pig the wrong way.
All right.
Cut to the next morning.
All right. Well, let me unsheath my gun here and hopefully it doesn't misfire.
No.
Yo, somebody go shoot us there, boss. Can't go bang, bang over my head, though.
That's right, Bill Bob. It might go bang, bang.
Oh, no! Did y'all hear that? There were several gunfire shots from the hayloft. Can anybody hear me? Is anybody
ma'am,
there?
Get down. Get down, ma'am. Get down, ma'am. We're men of the law, and we're gonna take care of this. Sheriff, we'll get our bloodhound, our trusty bloodhounds, to go sniff it out.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bill Bob, you got that bloodhound?
There they are. Good boys. Go get them. Here's a sausage.
Occupied. Occupied. There's somebody in here.
Sheriff, it's you. Sheriff.
Nope,
what do I do?
Trying to sleep off.
Sheriff.
Oh, am I the sheriff?
What do I do?
Shit, sorry, it was a recent promotion. I forgot. I was the assistant to the regional sheriff for a while there, but I'm now the sheriff. That's me. You know what? Let's get our money.
Cut to 1976.
Mom, this is a really, really scary movie set, but I'm so glad that you got us on this tour. I'm so excited to see all of these amazing props and how the set looks. Thank you so much for bringing me here.
Hey, kid, don't touch the props, all right? Don't touch the props.
But it looks so real. It's
that movie magic, love. Movie magic. All right, move along. All right,
darling, be
we're
careful.
Setting up the next scene for Bicentennial Man, $6 million Man, whatever the hell we're doing here. Let's just get it going. We're losing light.
Action!
Hi there, folks. I'm the $6 million Man, and don't forget, if you want to be like me... Shit. Ah!
Hey!
Can I try that again?
Mommy, are those bones?
Oh, darling, look away. Look away, darling.
Mommy, oh I think God. Those are real human bones.
Darling, did I not say look away?
Kid shouldn't see this. This is not a prop. All right, prop master, where did you get this from?
Well, I procured that mannequin from a trade show that was featuring the real life wax creations of real life people.
I think this is more than wax. Prop master
general. Oh, it's wax, I assure you. See the many layers of Max is it's just rubbing right off.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the on-screen scientist. I'm just going to take a quick look here, and if I do this and I touch this and I do use my wicked magic here, and oh dear. Dear. This is bad. This is really bad. Guys,
what is it, scientist? Yes.
This is human remains.
Human? I was assured that it was wax.
Mm-mm. Got a heck human. Of a deal on this. People pay big bucks to get real human remains. Jeez. Okay, now we need to get this DNA tested because...
I got that kit right here.
Wouldn't it... If this turned out to be this McCurdy guy who died in this same loft, that would be ironic by Alanis Morissette's definition.
The results just came in while I was listening to that song. It's a banger.
Yeah, it is. Walk down the aisle to that song.
It is Elmer McCurdy.
Elmer!
Son of a gas tank. Oh my God.
Gasp!
Well, I for one am alarmed.
Wow. I saw so many layers in that that I didn't see reading that history.
I think it really helps paint the human experience there, Headmaster.
Yes, paint down, the human experience of the wax-covered painted human.
Mm.
It's like Paris Hilton in House of Wax.
Mm.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I know exactly how to present this to my students around Halloween.
You're welcome.
Good afternoon, Dashers. This is your headmaster reminding you that we are now booking live Balderdash Academy. If you want improv comedy, custom game show experiences, team building, and more, you can find us online at balderdashacademy.com. And don't forget to pick up Balderdash Academy merchandise in our school store while you're there.
Hey, Professor McGill! Professor Hunt! Professor Green, Coach!
Hey!
Good to see you here.
Hey.
Thank you. You know, I'm toying around with little-known facts in world history, and I want to present something to my class. Now, this is something that I read recently that I knew about, but I didn't know the details. And we're doing that section on the Cold War.
Right.
And apparently... In 1983, a single man prevented World War III.
Get out.
So what happened is Stanislav Yegrafovich Petrov was the duty officer at a command center.
Duty.
So he was the duty officer at a command center when all of a sudden the systems... reported that missiles had been launched from the United States. And then more went off saying that five more missiles were launched. So Petrov, taking a look at the situation and taking a look at what's happened globally, said that this has to be a false alarm. So he disobeyed orders because the order, the protocol at the time period was if you see that happen... you launch a counterattack.
Mm-hmm.
And he refused. And that single act of defiance is the reason why we're not irradiated right now.
Yeah.
That is convenient, I will say.
I'm a big fan of not being dead.
Thank you, Stanislav.
Yeah, right? This is basically a world hero that almost nobody knows about. Had he followed protocol, he would have launched the missiles against the United States and all of NATO allies. So you're basically talking Europe.
Gotta love an independent thinker.
Well, it would have been a massive scale nuclear exchange in 1983. Later, what happened was after he said, no, I'm not going to do this and refused to follow protocol, an investigation confirmed that the satellite warning system malfunctioned.
And you're telling me this man never had a girlfriend or got married?
Well, see, the thing is I don't know anything else about his history. I don't know what else happened that day. I don't know if it was him by himself or if there were other people involved. I don't have that information. But I understand that you do. Mm-hmm. And I was hoping that you could show me what happened that day in 1983 when a single man, when Stanislav Yegrefovich Petrov saved the world.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. This is a very important moment in history that we should all be aware of.
If we have to.
We don't know what happened that day. I don't know what happened after that day. So I was hoping you could help me out.
Stannis the Manis. Hey, buddy, how you doing today? Thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here. Nice to get a shift once in a while.
You know, yeah. Thank you for coming in. I know Greg had a call out sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, Greg's always calling out sick.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you, Stanislav. I have a lot of love for you, if you know what I'm saying. Appreciate you coming in at short notice. Hey, I just want to run something past you real quick. Just make sure you're familiar with the protocols.
Absolutely. I've been studying. I know them inside and out. Hit me with your best shot.
Okay, let's say the radar lights up as if we're getting attacked by missiles from the United States. What's your first instinct, Stanislav?
First instinct is to stop, drop, and roll. Second instinct, immediately launch a counterattack.
Immediately. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right after doing step number one.
Okay. Look at my fingers, Stanislav. Do you see my fingers? My middle finger and my thumb.
Yeah.
Can you see them? Each of them?
Yes. You should stop chewing your nails. It's a bad habit.
I know. Now watch how quickly I snap my fingers. Did you see that? Did you see the percussive moment where my middle finger slaps against the palm of my hand? That's how quickly I want this counterattack. Do you understand?
Slap of the hand.
Also, I didn't realize till yesterday that the sound of a snap is really just your finger slapping your hand. This whole time I thought it was a sound generated by two fingers.
It's one-handed clap.
I had no idea, Stanislav. And now I feel like a complete fool.
That's rule number three, is to do a one-handed clap after you immediately launch following your stop, drop, and roll.
That was a test and you passed, Stanislav. You are truly the greatest man to ever operate this missile control center.
And it's an honor to be here, sir. I appreciate you calling me in.
All right, now I'm going to go get a double espresso. Just watch over the boards here for a few minutes and I'll be back in 20.
All right.
Petrov!
What? Yes, what?
How did you get here? I mean, last time I saw you, we were in 1842 trying to figure out what we were going to do to stop that major catastrophe that happened on that day in that year. That was really bad, but then we stopped it, so nobody knows about it. Okay? And then I didn't know where you were. I went through all time and space. And finally, dude, found your tracker in the trash can, which got me here.
I had to keep this on the down low. The chief told me he had a secret side mission for me. And I had to go to 1983.
Yeah, but we're partners.
I know we're partners. And there was I wanted to bring you along. I vouched for you. And the chief said, I don't want to hear it. We're running out of time now. Get in your time machine.
Oh, man. The chief is such a drag.
He is. But I left my communicator behind so that way you could follow me here, and you picked up on those signals or the clues I left behind. That's what makes you such a great partner.
Thank you, and I'm not going to leave your side. We're going to get through this.
Thank you, Sherman.
That's why you're here, to stop the Third World War from happening.
And by stopping the Third World War from happening, that means we won't have a fourth, because the fourth will now be known as the Third.
That's very deep and correct, yes.
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 Stanislav. Oh.
Hey, this is my friend, Rusty.
Oh.
He's...
Hey.
I thought you were a single man.
Oh, we're not together. We're not.
Oh, you're not together. Okay.
No.
I was bringing his sandwich.
He's well known to be a single man.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. As we heard in the setup, I was a little concerned there because really you derive all your powers from staying single.
Yep.
Is that true? That's what I always assumed.
Yes. I've been working on a song called All the Single Men.
That's great.
Well, can I just a little sidebar here, sir? Sure. I'm just going to. Did he say your...
I'm sorry, sir. I'll be right back.
Did he say your powers? Dude, does he know? Do we have to...
No. I mean, we probably should for the sake of humanity, but he thinks everybody here has powers because we're surrounded We're surrounded by radioactive material. So it's just assumed that everybody has powers. I told him that I'm able to hold my bowels for a good solid 3 months.
Yeah, you do that great. Okay, I didn't know it was going to be that kind of mission, so I just wanted to figure that out. Okay, all right, good.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Just had to clear something up there.
Oh, yeah. No worries. Hey, did you get the credentials to pass through the security... The multiple security gates. Rusty? Is that what it was?
It is Rusty. And yes, of course I did, sir. I wouldn't be here.
That's true. How could you?
Right.
Possibly.
I mean, how could I possibly get here? What'd I do? Like teleport in?
What is? Never heard that word before.
Hey, Rusty, do you want a quick sidebar?
Sure.
I love sidebars.
That'd be great.
You guys go.
Sorry. No, yeah. You just, Stanislav, you just look at that.
I'm going to look at the screen. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So, Rusty, you know about Stanislav's powers. I just get a sense that you know more about him than most people. Do you know that he can hold his bowels for months at a time?
Oh, phew. Yes, I know. It is Ripley's Believe It or Not is what
it's
that is.
Startling.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he's doing in the bathroom for so long. Some days, because
I believe he's doing exercises, sphincter exercises, so that he's able to strengthen his sphincter to hold them in.
Okay. That's good to know. I was worried he was masturbating.
Oh, it could be that too.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with masturbating per se, but we do ask that you don't do it at mission control, missile control.
Probably in the employee handbook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I get it. Yeah, that's funny. I'm going to leave now.
Great.
You guys fine here?
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I only got a single espresso because I wanted to rush back and make sure everything was okay. I'm now going to go double this bad boy up.
All right. You get your second single to make.
Hey, bye, guys. Have fun.
Enjoy.
I miss you already.
Have a great
bye-bye. Bye. Oh my God. Was he calling me out in that sidebar?
Dude, I thought he knew everything, and I was just about to unsheath my gat when I realized that he was just talking about your absolutely incredible bowel control.
Oh my God.
Which it seems a lot of people know about. So, I mean, well, you've been bragging?
Well, like I said, he thinks everybody here has superpowers of some sort. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Lot of nuclear waste around here. So, yeah. Oh my God. There it is. There's
what?
The signal, the launch, when it's supposed
to
start. Don't announce it!
If you would.
What?
We have to keep our calm.
Okay.
The last.
I'm not even supposed to be here.
I know.
What if the chief finds out?
The chief is gonna. He'll probably erase you from time, which means everything that we've already done is not gonna matter. Which means the previous world wars that we've stopped. That means that this is gonna happen. It's gonna be World War VIII, and it's just gonna be crazy. But so he can't find out.
No. The butter knife effect.
The butter knife effect. Okay, so all we have to do is remain calm and not do anything. That's all we have to do. I don't know if I can.
Should
do
I push
it,
this button?
Yes. No. No.
Oh God. Okay. Sorry. But so red.
Just rest your finger on it, but don't push.
Oh man, that's so okay.
All right. All right. Good. All right. Now take it off a little bit. All right.
Is it hot in here? It's hot in here.
Oh my gosh. It's hot. I mean, yeah, I can feel the flesh melting off my skin. Hang on. All right, I just checked the satellite. There was a malfunction on the satellite.
Oh, okay.
Oh. All right. That's what we're going to chalk it up to.
Yep.
All right,
good plan.
The last time we were in Roswell and we said it was a weather balloon. This time it's going to be a satellite. Okay? That's
perfect.
What we're going to do.
God, you're the brains of this operation. Perfect.
All right, I'm going to call the boss in and tell him.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
Whoa, hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, crazy.
I had this feeling that I needed to come back midway through my second espresso.
Yeah.
So I'm really just at 1.5, just operating on 1.5 right now.
You are. Rough. You're a miracle worker.
Just had a weird sense that something bad was going on here. Wait, did a lot of red dots just go off? The
yes.
Old computers still have lingering.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Red, okay. Yeah.
What happened, Stannis like the Manus?
So the red dots started going off, and it was crazy. So I did the routine. I first stopped, dropped, and rolled.
Mm.
I did that quickly.
Yeah.
Secondly,
good.
I went to hit the button. Rusty.
He did.
Rusty told me to watch the satellite feed. So I started looking at the status of our satellites. My finger was resting on the red button. And
so true.
Right about to launch, just like I'm supposed to.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then the satellite malfunctioned.
Malfunctioned.
And I
it
realized
was a malfunction.
Those red dots were not red dots at all. They were it was like a fever dream that the computer was having.
Whoa.
Due to all of
computer
the radiation.
Fever.
Yep. Computer fever.
Well, the way I see it, one of two things just occurred.
All right. I like
cool.
this.
So
that's good. That's only two. Cool.
The first thing is you're telling the truth and there was just a malfunction.
Yes.
And everything's going to be fine. And
fine.
We didn't launch nukes back.
No.
So therefore, there won't be an apocalypse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or, for some reason,
mm-hmm.
you're lying to me.
What?
There was not a malfunction. And therefore, nukes are about to rain down on us any second.
That wouldn't
be the case, would it, Stannis?
You're funny. You're a funny guy.
I just want to make sure because I'm prepped to stop, drop, and roll, but I need you to be honest with me.
Petrov, he's no turncoat.
No,
he's no trench coat either.
Look, I trust Stannis here. He's one of the greatest of all time, but you, Rusty, I'm not so sure about you.
Me?
Yeah. See, if you weren't here, I would back Stannis here with my life, but there's something suspicious about you.
Oh, I am sorry you feel that way. I am Scout's honor, you know, just, you know.
I can't help but notice the wig on your head, circa 1874.
Mm-hmm. I'm really into the Renaissance.
And I can't help but notice the pair of Nikes you're wearing from, I'm guessing, the future. And I can't help but notice the gat that you're concealing.
In my sheath.
The Gatling gun.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very large.
Yes. I always like to be prepared. And as you can see, I am a history buff.
Excuse me, sir. Rusty is a reenactor. That is his hobby. He okay. likes to reenact things from the past, present, and future. And mm-hmm. Some people call the future reenactments just actments because it's the first time they're being done. But due to his superpower of having premonition, they can literally be called reenactments. So that is what he does, and he does it all at once. It's quite beautiful. You should come by the local arts center and check it out. Thursdays 7:30. They don't accept late people.
Thank are there you, any like buddy? Refreshments or anything?
Really yes, nice. But you need to store them and eat them outside of the theater.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Push the button. Don't push the button.
Does anyone hear that?
Yeah.
Comrades, don't push the button.
Oh, we didn't push the button.
Comrades, no button was pushed.
I just discovered a bug in my code for the satellite. And oh boy, I was worried. I was at the other end of the building and I ran as fast as I could to get here. And I had to make sure you didn't push the button.
Damn.
We didn't. I'm so glad that you tried to catch us, you know, about 3 minutes too late. It helped a lot.
It's a really big building. It's like.
No!
It's 300 yards. That's a long run for a man my size.
Sir, you know we should really invest in a phone system here. I'm just saying.
We don't need a phone system.
I didn't even think of the phone.
Comrade Phil, his superpower is running down hallways very fast.
Yes.
Okay. I'm gonna get back to my station and fix that code. So
thank you, Phil.
Thanks,
Phil.
I can't guarantee that.
Before
next time...
you go, let's have a quick ceremony because we need to honor this hero here, Stanislav, the Manislav. He is a true hero. And woo! I had this medal prepared just in case. It says your name on it, as you can see. And you saved countless lives by your acts of bravery. And here you are, sir, a large medal. Thank you so much for your service to the country, to Mother Russia.
Do I get second place because I tried?
Phil, you know what? Of course. Yeah, of course, Phil. But
it's like a participant certificate or something.
I didn't foresee you being helpful, so I did not prepare a medal.
Excuse me,
Phil,
sir.
Phil, you can have this wig.
Oh, there you go. Everyone's happy.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Phil, I appreciate what you did. I want you to hold on to this uranium medal for me and just remember me as you hold it close at night.
And freeze. Okay, Petrov, we got to get out of here, man. They're going to know who you are, what you did. They're going to know your background story, where, you know, if you have family, what you do for hobbies. And people can't know anything about you. They can only know that you did this one thing and nothing else.
Hey, buddy, I think it's time that we try to fix 2020.
I've heard that is some dumpster fire. Let's do this.
Your rookie days are over. Let's get into the thick of things.
So that explains everything, including why 2020 is so horrible. They did one thing right and then kept screwing up and trying to make it better. That's why the murder hornets showed up and then just nothing happened with them.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you so much for showing me what happened. My eyes are open. I think... Stanislav will be presented to my class. Thank you so much.
But well deserved.
Balderdash Academy was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021 Balderdash Academy. All rights reserved. Go Dashers!